This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, which is a bluegrass show from Hamilton, New Zealand, courtesy of Free FM 89.0. And on this show, I get to play bluegrass music from my collection of CDs and LPs, mostly just CDs today. And we're going to kick it off with Dan Tominski. And he's got a wonderful band lined up for you. Dan's playing guitar, doing the vocals. Adam Steffi on mandolin. Barry Bales on bass, Ron Stewart on banjo, Justin Moses on fiddle. Whose shoulder will you cry on? And here's Dan singing it now.
Knock on another door.
impassioned performance there from Dan Tominski. I remember seeing his band at Grass Valley Festival in 2008, it was, and he came on with his band. I forget who was actually in his band at the time, but he did an absolutely superb job of playing music and put on a very powerful set of bluegrass music. And me and my fellow bandmates of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band were very impressed, I tell you. Here's Tony Ellis. Tony Ellis is a fine gentleman. He came out to New Zealand, toured around with his son Bill, and stayed at our place for a while. And really good company, believe me. He spent 2.5 years with Bill Monroe as his banjo player and recorded 25 tracks with him. Just really got a history in bluegrass music. Plays wonderful old-time style bluegrass music, and this is from an album called Sounds Like Bluegrass to Me. He's got some fine pickers working with them on this album. Tony plays banjo and does some of the vocals. Dudley Connell plays guitar and does vocals. We heard him in the Johnson Mountain Boys last week. Lester Woody plays fiddle and does vocals. Tom Gray does bass and plays vocals. And it's just really nice old-style bluegrass, which is my favourite, really. You know that, don't you? If you've listened to this program before, you know that. And here he is doing a Grandpa Jones song. Grandpa Jones wrote this song in 1940, and it's a terrible consequence of mistaken identity, a song called Tragic Romance.
Chestnut brown hair. She told me she loved me, but said she'd be mine, and I went away, leaving her there behind. Stranger from her evermore, you must part.
It's a sad song. It's been done by all sorts of country performers, and it's been a staple of the bluegrass musicians over the last 40, 50 years. Grandpa Jones wrote a goodie song there, didn't he? Great to hear. Roland White was with the Kentucky Colonels in the early 1960s. His brother Clarence was a phenomenal lead guitarist. Roland was a great mandolin player, and they were the keystone of bluegrass music in the Los Angeles area in the early 1960s in particular, and they influenced a whole bunch of musicians. And this album is called Roland White with Friends. It was recorded around about 2018. Roland died last year, 2022, in April. He was almost 83 years old, but he's still playing music in very later years, and he put together a whole bunch of musicians to play some of the tunes that the Kentucky Colonels used to do. And this is an instrumental that a lot of people play in bluegrass music, Nine-Pound Hammer. Just as an aside, I don't know if you've ever tried to swing a nine-pound hammer. They're bloomin' heavy. Feels much heavier than the 9 pounds that they talk about. Anyway, that's an aside. Mandolin is played by Roland White, of course. Banjo is handled by Russ Carson. John Weisberger does the bass. Brittany Haas plays fiddle. And guitar is a young sort of hero of the decade, Billy Strings. And this is recorded at TJ Tunes in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is the classic 9-pound hammer, led by Roland White, paying tribute to the Kentucky Colonels. Fingers work pretty well for an old-timer, which he probably was about the time. He was in the very late 70s when he was playing that tune on mandolin, and it was great to hear him mixed in with a whole bunch of younger musicians. There, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that I like, and a lot of it's old and from way back, and a lot of it's current. And this is an album produced in 2023, Starlet and Big John, Living in the South. And it's a great album. It's on Rebel Records, I think it is. Is it on Rebel? Yes, of course it's on Rebel Records. I knew that, and I just dropped it. Never mind, it's got some great songs on it, and I've picked one that they do a good, really great job on, The Ties That Bind. This is Starlet Boswell. She wrote the song together with Big John Talley. And the band, Starlet plays bass and does lead and harmony vocals. Big John plays guitar and does lead and harmony vocals. David Carroll on banjo. Jonathan Dillon on mandolin. Ron Stewart, of course, on fiddle. And he also produced the album. And this is some fine bluegrass from Starlet and Big John, The Ties That Bind. Sad song, but it's classic bluegrass in my opinion, and they do it very well, Starlet and Big John Talley. Back Porch Bluegrass comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and is played over access radio stations throughout New Zealand at different times of the day and of the night, and can also be gained as a podcast from their website. Just go to Free FM 89.0 and you'll find Back Porch Bluegrass there, and you can listen to a whole bunch of shows that they've kept online anytime. Also goes around access radio stations in Canada. Hello to all you Canadians. And in the USA, hello to the USA people. And anywhere else that bluegrass music is played, I'm delighted that Back Porch Bluegrass is part of that. It's all music from my shelves, and I've got a bunch of LPs that I've played that I listened to since the 1960s, and a few newer ones, and then shelves full of CDs, and every time I'm doing a show, I go to it and think, what would people like to hear now? What is there interesting in here? And there's always so much of interest. And I think this next one's of interest too. I've always loved the Stanley Brothers. And this is an album from Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. And it's called A Clinch Mountain Boys Reunion. It was recorded in 1996 at Ralph Stanley's 26th Annual Bluegrass Festival. And it's recorded live. And basically it was a parade of the old ex-Clinch Mountain Boys that had worked with Ralph Stanley over the years. And one of them, of course, was his son, Ralph Stanley too. And they do a song that I've always loved the Carter family doing called Hey, Hey, Hey. And I reckon this is an absolute classic song because the chorus has got three lines in it and the last line is Hey, Hey, Hey. And I think that's a neat way to finish off the song. One day I must get the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band to do this song. I reckon we do a good job, but I love the way Ralph Stanley too sounds, and he and his dad singing together is just magic. I hope you agree with me.
Ask Cutty once, you Cutty once. You wanna kick it off? Oh, I saw you last night in my dream. I woke as the clock was striking four. But I didn't think that I'd meet you. And now as you walk through the door, come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say, I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Hey, 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 hey. Come back to me in my dream. It's a dark night when I'm here all alone. Would you tell me, sweetheart, that you love me? It's a dark night, I'm here all alone. Come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say, I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Hey, 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 hey. I saw you last night in my dream. I woke as the clock was striking four. But I didn't think that I'd meet you. And now as you walk through the door, come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say, I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, I love it. And that could have been the Stanley Brothers in late 1950s doing that song. Let's listen to Dan Tominski again from the album Wheels. This is a song called Some Early Morning. Same band as he had on the previous track, but this time he's got the addition of the White Sisters, Sharon and Cheryl, singing some harmony with him. And it's a song called Some Early Morning.
It was late one night in the heart of town. I was drinking all alone. Ran out of cash when I paid my tab, so I headed home. The night was black, the air was thick as I wandered past the bar.
Then a shot rang out and I heard a scream beside me in the dark. Afraid that maybe I'd be next, I started to run. Just as fast as my feet would go into the barrel of a gun. A lawman's light was blinding me, he said, "Why'd you do it, son?" 2 weeks later in a criminal court, I was up on murder one.
Maybe some early morning in a pasture of green beside the still water.
Sat there in the courtroom as the tears ran down my face. Guilty man is free somewhere and they put me in his place. Jury read the verdict and the judge called out my name. Said, "Young man, you'll spend your life wearing the ball and chain." Now I'm staring at the ceiling. I lay here on my bed. 14 long and lonely years, it's where I laid my head. Behind these cold gray prison walls, time sure passes slow. And unless I die tomorrow, I've still got a life to go.
Maybe some early morning pasture of green beside the still water, I'll awake from this dream,
this terrible dream. Cold walls of this prison, my heart has turned to stone. The lights are growing dimmer as I take my final breath. I can smell the air of freedom as I close my eyes in death.
Maybe some early morning in a pasture of green beside the still waters, I'll awake from this dream,
this terrible dream.
That was Some Early Morning from Dan Tominski there, with the White Singer singing a bit of harmony and some pretty powerful music going on in the background. Let's hear from Starlet and Big John Talley again. This time it's Big John singing a song. It's a Merle Haggard song and it's called Makeup and Faded Blue Jeans.
In downtown Cortland, I was working Holiday Inn. We were stuck with gig that blasted us throughout the weekend. I was singing a new song I'd wrote in way in town. When she came in front door, my songs, y'all, she stared. my fingers too long. She had the likeness of a girl I'd seen in my dreams. But lights can do wonders, make a faded blue jeans. And the last thing I needed, somebody messed up my mind. So I found my reasons, looking her way one more time. She calls me to sing back, all I love from little guitar. Chances being a big singing
some driving bluegrass music, don't they? That was a Merle Haggard song done by Big John Talley, and their band just drove it like I hear, like to hear banjo and bluegrass music. Ricky Simpkins is a fiddle player. First heard him in the Virginia Squires, and they were a great band, very tight vocally and instrumentally as well. And then he turned up in the Tony Rice Unit as well. And here's an album here called Dancing on the Fingerboard. So he's especially a fiddle player, but he does great vocal work as well. And here he is doing a song written by Marty Stewart and Harlan Howard. And it's called Oh, What a Silent Night. I don't think it's a Christmas song. Tell me what you think.
The wind is creeping across the mountains. moon is nowhere in sight. Gone is the voice I'm used to hearing. Oh, what a silent night. The telephone's been disconnected, but she wouldn't call me anyway. But even if she did, I wouldn't answer. There's not one word left to say. She told me she was disenchanted. She needed those big city lights. Well, I loved her and I told her her wish was granted. Oh, what a sight. I think I felt a teardrop fall. I listen for the sound my heart making, but it don't make no sound at all. And I wonder just how long I'll miss her. Will my hair be black or white? God, I'd give my soul to kiss her. Oh, what a silent night. She told me she was disenchanted. She needed those big city lights. Well, I loved her and I told her her wish was granted. Oh, what a silent night.
Ricky Simpkins with a bit of harmony from Don Rigsby there, and that wonderful steady bass was played by Roy Husky. And I think Ricky did everything else, the fiddle and the vocals and a bit of guitar and a bit of mandolin chop there. Ah, all good stuff. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I hope you're enjoying some of the selections that I've made to bring you some bluegrass music. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you need anything to do with music and you're in the Hamilton area, go and see the people at Shearer's. Very helpful people. They're all musicians working in the shop, and you can talk to them about what your needs are, and they'll happily sell you a guitar or a mandolin or a banjo or a fiddle or a keyboard or a set of drums. Or a, you're probably not looking for a set of drums if you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, but you never know. If you're like me, you've got grandkids and they all want to play drums and electric guitars and saxophones and things like that, which is fine, and I encourage it, believe it or not. Definitely encourage it, but it's a grandparent's duty to keep their grandkids in musical instruments, it seems. So I'm a bit of a source of musical instruments for the grandkids. What was I talking about? Oh, Shearer's. So Shearer's will help you solve that problem, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been supporting music in Hamilton for more than 60 years. First the dad, now the son, and it's a great shop to go to. Go and see them and tell them you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass. What have we got lined up, Paul? I need to tell you that on the 9th of December, that's a Saturday night, at the Wellington Bluegrass Society, there's a bunch of us coming down from Hamilton, and we're going to play some straight bluegrass there. Barry Patterson, lead vocals and guitar, and myself playing banjo. Keith McMillan on mandolin, Tom Ingram on fiddle, and of course the host of Wellington Bluegrass Society, Andrew Bicknell, is a great bass player, and he loves to play bass any opportunity he can, and he's put his services forward for us to use as a bass player. So we're going to have a great night of bluegrass at Wellington Bluegrass Society on December the 9th. So if that Saturday night is free, come along and tell me there that you heard about it on Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'll be absolutely delighted. And I'm going to play a Hamilton County track for you now. This is from our album Way Down South, and it's called Ever Since the Day I First Met You. And I wrote this song for Alan to sing. And it's a positive song, lots of songs in bluegrass music about miserable love affairs, and that's a bit of a shame because your life can be transformed by meeting someone, and that's what this song is about. See if you like it. Ever since the day I first met you, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Lately I've been living such a quiet life. I know there's gonna be some changes soon. I've had the feeling things would soon be different ever since the day I first met you. My life has turned around, spirits up instead of down, no longer feeling melancholy blue. It's easier to smile, little things become worthwhile ever since the day I first met you. I remember first time that I saw you, you smiled and said a kind of shy hello. I don't recall our little conversation, but said now there's someone I'd like to know. My life has turned around, spirits up instead of down, no longer feeling melancholy blue. It's easier to smile, little things become worthwhile ever since the day I first met you. Since that day we've done so much together, I'm so happy when I'm spending time with you. There's no excuse for feeling sad and lonely ever since the day I first met you. My life has turned around, spirits up instead of down, no longer feeling melancholy blue. It's easier to smile, but all things become worthwhile ever since the day I first met you. My life has turned around, spirits up instead of down, no longer feeling melancholy blue. It's easier to smile, but all things become worthwhile ever since the day I first met you.
Ever since the day I first met you, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Alan Rhodes singing the lead vocal there, Colleen Trenwith on the fiddle, I was playing banjo, David Corder playing the mandolin, Tim Trenwith playing the bass, and what else was going on? Just various noises happening away there that all contributed to the song. Let's hear from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. Great band. I got a CD from them when I saw them in 2013 at Bristol Rhythm and Roots Festival, and it's signed here, and I'm delighted to get a signed CD. I really enjoyed their performance. Lorraine Jordan plays mandolin and does the high harmonies, and Ben Green plays banjo and does some harmonies, and Josh Goforth plays the fiddle, played and mandolin, and does harmony, of of course, Tommy Long does most of the lead singing and does a wonderful job of it. And he's a guitarist as well. And John Brandy plays the acoustic bass. And I've picked out a song that I thought you'd like. I heard you call his name last night, Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. Song with that fingerstyle guitar there, and the singer gets some wonderful vibrancy in his voice there. Hope you enjoyed it. Doc Watson is an absolute legend of flat pick and fingerstyle guitar, and his performances are just amazing. And he's done music from a whole bunch of different genres and a whole bunch of different styles. He's not rooted in any one particular style. He does guitar and mandolin tunes with the likes of Bill Monroe. He plays bluegrass songs, and he fits all sorts of stuff. And he was playing electric guitar when he was discovered, but he just used to play acoustic guitar with his mates around home, and he became an absolute legend in the bluegrass field. I'm going to play two tracks from an album, Doc Watson Memories, and the first one is My Rose of Old Kentucky, which is a Bill Monroe song. He's got Michael Coleman on bass, Courtney Johnson on banjo, and Sam Bush doing some fiddle and some mandolin and harmony vocal, and Doc, of course, is doing the flat top guitar and lead vocal. Then we're going to jump to a tune called Mama Don't Allow No Music Playing Around Here, and it's a wonderful tune. This, we often use it as a finishing tune in a concert. It originated as an old jug band tune to give each member of the band a chance to show us stuff. Banjo is played by Courtney Johnson again, mandolin by Sam Bush, drums Jim Isbell, electric bass Michael Coleman, slide guitar is Merle Watson, piano is Chuck Cochran, and the hot guitar rhythm and vocal is Doc Watson. And I hope you're going to enjoy these two tunes.
Cabin on the hill, we made our vows to love each other, and I know we always will. She's my rose of old Kentucky. I watch her bloom as the years roll by, and I know there'll never be another. I'll love her till the day I die. I'll play that mandolin, boy. Darling, in the gingham dress, you look so neat. I long to feel your arms around me and to kiss your lips so sweet. She's my rose of old Kentucky. I'll watch her bloom as the years roll by, and I know there'll never be another. I'm gonna love her till the day I die. Sweet fiddle now. Since I left you in old Kentucky, I've missed your love and need you so. But from now on, we're gonna dream together. From your loving arms I'll never go. Yes, she's my rose of old Kentucky. I watch her bloom as the year old mine, and I know there'll never be another. Gonna love her till the day I die.
Well, now, Mama don't like no music played around here. Mama don't want no music played around here. We don't care what your mama don't like, pick just a little more anyhow. Mama don't like no music played around here. Mama don't want no mandolin played in here. Mama don't want no mandolin played around here. Old Sam don't care what mama don't like, gonna play that mandolin hot anyhow. Don't like that mandolin played in here. Well, mama don't want no five-string banjo played around here. Mama don't want no banjo played around here. Lord, you don't care what mama don't allow, gonna pick on the banjo anyhow. I said mama don't want no banjo played here. Mama don't want no drums played around here. Jim don't care what mama don't allow, gonna play the skins off the drums anyhow. Don't want no hot drums played anyhow. Play it, son, play. piano picking in here. Mama don't want no piano played in here. Uncle Chuck don't care what mama don't like, gonna pick on the piano anyhow. Mama don't want no ivory strapping around the house. Guitar played here. Mama don't want no guitar picking in here. Dog don't care what mama don't like, you pick a little lick too anyhow. Don't like no hot guitar playing here. Mama don't want no jamming it up around here. Care what mama don't like, we all gonna pick it hot one time anyhow. Mama don't like it, jamming it up around here.
Well, wasn't that a lot of fun? You can see why we sometimes use it as a way to finish the show. And that's just about what we're going to do. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll take it out with a little bit of mandolin playing from Jerry Stewart from 1959 with a tune called Rocky Run. See ya. Tune in next week. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.